Far too many presentations start with what I call a wide shot, something that is rather workaday, something that's rather matter of fact. There's almost too much detail to make any sense of it in a way. It's like looking at a beautiful painting and being overwhelmed because there's almost too much. So what I'm going to suggest in this masterclass is a technique that I call zooming. Think of yourself less as a presenter and more of a movie maker, a film director, and zoom in at the start on a really significant but small detail that can hook people's attention. And then, having hooked them with that detail, widen the shot out and bring in some of the detail, which, if it was there at the start, would simply overwhelm and overload people. Let me give you an example. I was training a woman from a charity charged with helping find homes for homeless young people. And she said, "Well, what do you mean by zooming in on a detail?" And I asked her to describe visually what a rough sleeper might look like. And she was explaining the sleeping bag, perhaps sleeping under a bridge or by a roadside or by a canal in Manchester. And I said, "No, come on, give me more detail." And eventually she told me that the young man she was working with in this particular case, thinking of in this particular case, was wearing a pair of shoes to bed. And I said, "Yes, that's the kind of detail that you need to zoom in on. Who wears a pair of shoes to bed? I don't, you don't, because we're comfortably off, we're in the security of our own homes. Rough sleepers have to wear their shoes to bed because they might be disturbed in the night by a police officer. They might be preyed upon by somebody because they're very, very vulnerable and they need to make a quick getaway." Hook people, surprise people with that detail, and then zoom out. So what does this zooming in technique mean in practical terms for the start of a presentation? Well, it means that you could start with a prop, an actual pair of shoes that you could hold up and maybe ask a question of: who wears something like this to bed? Or you could start with just a more obtuse question: who sleeps in the nude? Who sleeps in a nightie? Who sleeps in pyjamas? Who sleeps in a pair of shoes? Very few people in the audience are going to admit to wearing a pair of shoes to bed. It's a preposterous notion for those of us who are, thankfully, able to sleep in our own beds with a roof over our head. But what a great starting point for a presentation. "I'd like you to meet a boy called Jack who does sleep at night in his training shoes." Why does he sleep in his training shoes? He sleeps in his training shoes because he might have to make a quick getaway. The police might move him on. He might be attacked. He might be exposed to some kind of danger. So it gives you a visual start. It gives you a prop. It gives you a much more emphatic and creative starting point than the routine, "Hello, my name's Richard. I'm from a homeless charity and I'm here today to help raise awareness and funds for that charity." So as I say, think of yourself less as a presenter and more of a movie maker, and choose a scene and then zoom into a detail on that scene that is in itself unusual or interesting or exceptional or mysterious. Use that as the starting point, and then once people have got that point, they're prepared to take the other points on board to start getting some of the detail, which, if they were presented with right at the start, may simply put into the mental too hard basket, if you like. They might just switch off or tune out intellectually. Let me give you another example. Think of the Mona Lisa, a picture that you're so familiar with that you frankly don't see it when you look at the whole picture. But how about zooming in on a detail, zooming in on her lips and asking whether she's wearing lipstick or not, or zooming in on the Mona Lisa's eyes and asking whether her eyes are really that colour or whether she was wearing contact lenses at the time that she sat for that particular painting. Zoom in on a detail, zoom in on something unexpected, zoom in on something that will give you a great hook, and then, having hooked the audience, you can reel them in. Try it yourself next time. I can guarantee it'll work, and I can also guarantee that you'll have much more fun both planning the presentation and delivering that presentation. Until next time, bye-bye.